Hype Radio. I'm Amy Beth Shaver with Allison Sinclair and JP. We have a short segment, so let's get to it. The Iron Bowl.
What a great day. We got some text about it, by the way, or comments, excuse me.
We do.
John from Huntsville, who hates Alabama, is commenting on the YouTube, said, "That Iron Bowl game was the stupidest football game I've ever seen. Both teams absolutely sucked. Butterfingers is all I saw from both teams. Alabama's best players were named Ref 1, Ref 2, etc." He says, "JP, I told you from the very beginning, the entire football season was rigged so Georgia and Alabama can play over and over again. If the refs don't cheat, Georgia will smash and obliterate Alabama 40-0.
Okay. All right. Well, you heard it here first.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. And I have so many things to say. Like, I've heard so many rumors and insider things this week about Lane Kiffin and Auburn and exactly what was his name?
That Summerall?
No. That just left them on YouTube.
He would have been so good.
What was the listener that just left it?
John. John from Huntsville.
Okay, John from Huntsville. Basically, I have a friend that has a friend of a friend, that is a huge gambler, big time, inside sports betting. And word is, it is all rigged. Every part of it, everything.
I believe it.
All rigged. And I think that John from Huntsville is onto something.
Listen, Auburn had a chance to win. They were crossing the 40 with 30 seconds left down a touchdown. If Cam Coleman didn't fumble, then, unless you're saying Cam Coleman purposely fumbled.
Would that be point shaving?
Out of the realm of possibility?
I don't know.
I don't think that's the case. I don't think that's the case. But the refs are awfully sus at this point.
Super, super sus. My son-in-law's take on the game was the same as our YouTuber. Like, literally the same. He was like, that was not great. But
it was the least eventful Iron Bowl in a while.
Yeah.
It was a good game, though.
I may or may not have napped through some of it.
I had to wake Jared up in the fourth quarter.
You
did?
Like,
It's tied. Let's go.
Wake
and
up.
He was like, But I have so much more to say on Auburn. Can we talk about it when we come back?
We can.
Or are we going to get arrested for talking?
I have a question.
Oh, you have a question?
Mm-hmm.
I got a question. Okay. Well, we're going to take another break. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Right Side Radio. I am Amy Beth Shaver with the Allison Sinclair and JP. And before we get to your miraculous montage, thoughts on the Auburn situation?
Well, in total Auburn fashion, it is a mess. I don't know why we expect things to be different. It's the definition of insanity. You keep doing the same thing over and over and over and over and dropping balls and can't make tackles and an AD that apparently doesn't exactly know what he's doing and boosters that can't stay out of the way. I heard... that, you know, they said that Summerall backed out because of booster involvement and several people called him.
But yeah.
I heard that's actually not what happened.
What happened?
That he was coming here. He had all but signed on the dotted line, but he wanted to announce on Friday. And Auburn said no. Because if Durkin had won the Iron Bowl, they were going to keep Durkin for like half the price.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
So Summerall ripped up the contract, said, deuces, I'm going to Florida.
Oh,
and Summerall. Then they started panicking, which I think is kind of true. Because then if you read Golish.
Mm-hmm.
Golish said he didn't get the call till like 1 in the morning, which means he really wasn't.
Yeah.
Expecting it.
He was going to go to Arkansas, but then apparently Arkansas leaked his name before he signed and it pissed him off. And that's when he kind of opened himself up to other possibilities. But I will say this, Golich is a great hire. Summerall would have been a home run hire. Summerall would have been like an A-plus hire. I'd give Golich like an A-minus A hire. He's still a very, very good coach. I think he'll be much, much better than Hugh Freeze, but Summerall was the guy. So I think Florida got a really good coach in Summerall too.
But is it still true, nonetheless, that Auburn does have boosters that do think they know how to coach football?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that will ever change? I mean, do their wives not love them enough to say, you really don't know anything about football? Just give them the money and let them coach, because things haven't gone well for a while.
It won't change unless some people with a lot of money get out of the booster/board.
And look, yeah. I understand you're giving money. You want to have a say in where your hard-earned cash goes. However, I would think, and remember, we have children there. Auburn is a very special place to us. You would think, though, that after a while you'd go, you know what? Maybe I should just let the coach coach. Maybe.
Well, there were rumors, and all these are rumors, so who knows if they're true or not, but the original rumor was that Auburn wasn't going to let Summerall come in and do whatever he want with the coach's staff, that they wanted Durkin to stay mm-hmm. and probably some others to stay, and weren't going to give Summerall full, you know, ownership of what he was going to do, and that's why he didn't come. I don't know. There's probably a little bit of truth in every report rumor, but probably not the whole truth. Mm-hmm. But it's I mean, whoever's upset about Golish doesn't know what they're talking about, but whiffing on Summerall when he's from Alabama is pretty bad.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I think there's some John Cohen issues, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think he is probably not the best for that position. I'm picking up he's maybe a little liberal and a little out of his league. I don't think he really knows what he's...
Oh, dear.
Maybe he's good enough for Mississippi State, but I don't think he's good enough for Auburn.
Well, Summerall's from Huntsville, obviously, and I know someone who knows him, who knows Summerall pretty well, and he was saying how, I guess Cohen was the AD when Summerall was like an assistant coach or something at Kentucky, and apparently Summerall really does not like Cohen. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know how true that is, but that's what the rumor is. But rumors, everybody's got sources, everybody's got reports.
Here we are. And I hope that this means that Auburn is reset and good things will come. Because I heard the same thing. We lived in Florida for a couple of years. And I hear that this Golish,
G-O-L-E-S-H.
Golish. I don't say goulash to be funny, okay? I just didn't know. But I hear that people really like him, but more than that, they respect him. And you can do a lot when people respect you. So here's hoping.
He almost beat Saban, and then he
let's go
came to Bryant-Denny and almost beat DeBoer.
Let's go.
I think he's legit. Yeah. So we'll see.
Well, okay. He is actually from Russia.
I know.
Thought that was a joke.
No,
like his parents are from Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Did he live in Russia at all? Does he have a cool Russian accent?
I think he was born there.
I think he was.
I think.
I don't know how long
there.
He lived there. But
he's a ginger.
I need.
It's the weirdest
he
thing.
He is.
He's a ginger, and his. I mean, they look Irish.
Mm-hmm.
Irish. Yeah.
Look, you know, my son-in-law's a ginger, so is my baby girl. So
we're starting the whole communist thing.
Oh, dear. Allison.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's probably the perfect hire, honestly, because you either had to go, and this is just my opinion, take it for what it's worth. You either had to go like Saban, mm-hmm. somebody big.
Some are all big.
Or I think you had to go bigger than that, or you had to go like the Brett Lashley, like the mm-hmm. guy that works behind the scenes and is really good, but nobody knows, but can get it done. Mm. You know, always those random coaches that come out of nowhere. You're like, never even heard your name, but they just start. And so I'm hoping that's what this is. But we'll see. Auburn gonna Auburn, Lane gonna Lane.
That's the story.
Y'all.
Holy crap. Okay. Typical Lane Kiffin. He hadn't changed one bit.
I'm so sad. I defended him.
Everybody,
I thought he had changed.
Everybody, including my mom, who loves Kiffin, was saying, he's a different guy than back then. He's better now. And he just proved nope. Well, I don't blame him. He had to do what he had to do. A lot of it's the college football schedule. But still, Lane gonna Lane.
Lane gonna Lane.
Yeah. Come on. Well, I here's a problem. The whole thing with NIL, kids can leave, coaches can leave, nobody's committed to anything, do what you got to do. Who in their right mind is going to walk away from that amount of money? I mean, that's like a lot of money. I know some people are like, oh, I would not do that. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, you would. But I think the system is broken, and that's part of the problem.
I think they need to put, and I think Saban was the one that was talking about this, they need to put like dead periods on when coaches can leave.
Yep.
Yeah.
That whole thing,
100%.
Just like with the players, because this is just getting ridiculous. And then you throw some John Cohens in there who, you're playing against the system, you're playing against a lot of money, and you start making really bad decisions, and it's not fair to the kids. Of course, the kids don't really care. I mean, I've heard, did y'all hear that Lane Kiffin has already poached Ryan Williams from Alabama?
I don't think that's true.
You don't think that's true?
Nah.
But they're just going to go.
Know.
But why did Ryan not play? I mean,
the reason Ryan didn't play is because Brooks has played much better this year. That's the truth. Yeah.
You think so? You don't think it's because he said, I'm leaving and I'm not going to. So then they're like, well, we're not going to play you anymore?
No, I mean, Ryan would have had to play slot and he wasn't playing very well. He had a lot of drops, wasn't running routes very
well. That's true.
Brooks has been legit all year. So I really think he's gotten outplayed. I think that's the truth of it.
Unless Kiffin poached him.
We'll know soon. I will say, I know we got to get to our montage, but I will say this about Kiffin and all the ESPN guys who were on Jimmy Sexton's payroll who were saying, Ole Miss has got to let him finish out the year. You got to let him finish what you started. So you're going to let Lane Kiffin, who goes to one of your rivals, I'm going to leave this year to go to LSU. So will you let me hang around the facility for another month or so and talk to the coaches, talk to the players, sweet talk them to come to LSU so then when I do leave, they can all come with? Like, no, get out. Why would you do that?
Right.
All the people are like, you got to let him finish what he started. It's like, no, you're going to another school. You're leaving. Bye. See ya. Yeah. Like, I don't get the people who are saying Ole Miss should have let him finish. That's
just ridiculous. Champagne wishes and caviar dreams. That's what that was. Don't let the door split you. Okay, just get going. Bye-bye.
And apparently the school, and I think that's what's so disappointing, whether it's NIL with kids or this merry-go-round of coaching, there's zero loyalty. And apparently the Ole Miss boosters administration had covered for Lane for a lot of stuff that we didn't know.
The Lanestein files have been coming out.
Are we saying that Lane still loves the ladies?
This is just what I heard. This is just for entertainment value. I don't know anything, but I heard that there are like college girl pregnancies and abortions involved and all this kind of stuff.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
A source.
Which, sure. Could totally not be true. But I'm just saying, after the way he acted and has shown his fanny once again, I thought the old man was dead. New man had come and arrived, but I'm not so sure.
How about people, when people tell you who they are, we should believe them?
But grace and redemption.
But God, but is I get bigger. You. We wanted to believe that. Didn't we all want to believe that?
Yeah.
I mean, I wanted to believe it.
Yeah.
Man, it
we
was
love
not
a good
true.
Redemption story.
We do love a good redemption story, except that looks like an immediate change life. I know somebody to ask about the Ole Miss situation. And I'm going to ask today. I'm just saying.
And just dawned on me. Doesn't his little daughter's boyfriend play at LSU?
Yeah.
Is he a senior, though? Will he be gone?
No, I think he'll actually still be there.
Oh, they may magically find a redshirt year for him. Or he wasn't in college in COVID, but they can make something. Look, at this point, it is whatever you want it to be when it comes to college sports, especially for men.
For sure.
Lane, we were rooting for you.
Dang it, Lane. Come on. Scoundrel.
Now watch Golding
allegedly
take Ole Miss to the national championship.
I'm wishing him well.
Did they hire him permanent?
Yeah, okay. He's the permanent head coach. So they actually made the players turn in their phones before going into the meeting, but somebody still snuck in like a camera recorder or something
of
the meeting. And let's just say it was pretty fired up of Lane left. Golding's your guy. Golden didn't leave you. Golding wants to be here. So now let's go show Lane and win a national championship, pretty much. And all the players were leaving and saying that it was the Golding era now, and they were all, so. I think you got a pissed off Ole Miss front office and players that want to show Lane something. So you know, I think Golding can be a great coach at Ole Miss, but it'd be funny if Lane left. LSU is actually still going to pay him his playoff incentives from Ole Miss's contract. So each round that Ole Miss makes, LSU is going to pay Lane what Ole Miss would have paid Lane. So it's pretty crazy. Lane's still going to get a bag if Ole Miss goes far.
Is this a next LSU Ed Orgeron,
Mr. Bobby Boucher
mistake?
We're going to play down on the bayou.
Let's just say.
Because, I mean, do you think they're regretting it? This is a mess.
No. Lane's going to do really well there. I think if you just know what game you're playing when you get Lane, like, he's probably going to leave in a disastrous fashion. It's probably going to get ugly. But
You're going to win.
When it's fun, it's fun. And it's going to be a wild ride.
Which is the perfect place for Lane. The only person that I hate for them, if all these things are true and have happened, is his family.
Yeah.
You don't get a do-over with that. So I hope it's not as bad as people say, but... Okay. All right.
I think it's time for a break.
I think it's time for a break. And your so fast? Miraculous montage when
yeah,
we
we'll
come
do
back.
The montage on the other side.
Okay. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Right Side Radio. I'm Amy Beth Shaver with Allison Sinclair and JP. So right before the montage, JP, you said we had a couple of texts or no?
Yeah, we got a couple of texts. We got Scott from Somerville says, have they calculated the new coach's payout yet? I assume he's talking about Golish contract at Auburn. Let's see. According to reports, he signed a 6-year deal that is worth $7.4 million per year. So do the math on that.
I think if he wins 12 games.
Oh, yeah. There are some incentives I saw.
But, I mean, that's... So he's just already planning on his exit. I kind of appreciate it.
Why not?
We got TC from Priceville says, it's ridiculously easy to make fresh cranberry sauce from the bags of real cranberries, and it's delicious.
Okay. I need to explore that space.
What, some sugar?
Boil it like you would do for a cherry pie, basically. I don't know. I'll look into it.
Chris from Huntsville says, JP, maybe the NCAA should change the time window so coaches and players don't have to bail out before the end of the season if you make the postseason. Yeah, the schedule needs to change because the first signing day, I think, is this Wednesday. So that's why there was such a deadline on Lane to make his decision so quickly. I agree. Schedule needs to change. A lot of things in college football need to change, but I don't know. It's just unfortunate timing that made this so ugly. But Lane, he's still Lane, so I think his brashness made it even more ugly. But
is this just his brand? Kind of like Feinbaum built, you know, his brand on people hating him?
I think this is just his personality. Yeah, he's just a brash guy. I mean, we saw how he left all his other schools, so.
Did you see him go up to that guy and say?
Yes, I did.
You call me
He wasn't wrong.
He wasn't. Apparently a reporter had written somewhere that, like, you can't make a housewife out of a hoe.
Oh, my word.
Talking about Lane. So Lane saw him as he was walking into the stadium, and he turned around with a security and went up to the guy and said, call me a hoe to my face.
Mm-hmm.
And then walked off. And then all this happened. So we're like,
well, apparently
you're basically a hoe.
He actually apparently called that guy afterwards to apologize. And both of them apologized to each other.
Well, that's lame.
Okay. Well, all right. But great.
The real funny story was, we can just go to the end of this segment. I think what's better than a montage on the other side. Marty Smith, who was at the at the facility nonstop. People were worried about him, like they need to do a wellness check because he was just standing there the whole time, like, the announcement is imminent, I'm hearing. But he even said on SEC Network that he texted Lane and said, will there be an announcement tonight? Please, God in heaven, tell me yes. So I can go
home.
Did
he really?
Yeah.
Oh, my word. I mean, they delayed. But I think you're right. The whole sports atmosphere needs to change. The NIL has screwed it over. And so I know that we're all upset for the way that he left, but if you can do that to your team or you have to leave your team, we need to rethink how this whole wild, wild west of college athletics is done. And then the problem is there's so much sports betting money going on with it as well that now you've introduced, I mean, it's always gone on, but now it's public. Mm-hmm. Now it's everybody's into it. Now, you know, like at Temple and other schools, point shaving, all the things, NBA, all of it. Like the money without any sort of morality has turned something fun into something that's devastating. And I don't know if it can change, but I think the coaching window needs to shorten. I think the portal window for all sports needs to shorten, perhaps even go to 1 instead of 2. I think that you really have to relook at what your purpose is. Is it to grow men? Is it to grow women? Is it to fatten their bank account? Like, what is it? Money's always changed hands, always. But we were a moral people once, and now we're not. And now it's the Wild West. And so Lane Kiffin is not any different than anybody else at all. He's just doing what everybody else is doing. We just know about it because he's so high profile. And darn it, young girls think he's really cute. So that's also a problem.
Do you? I don't know if our listeners know how you know this so well.
Oh. Well, my son plays college basketball, and he started out at UNC. And so going through the recruiting situation with the schools we went through was a whole thing, and my eyes were very open to the way things actually are. We played a lot of travel basketball for a phenomenal, phenomenal group of people, actually honest people, wanted to play for Pro One because of Danny and his team. He was my husband's roommate in college, and they played basketball at Birmingham Southern for Dwayne Rebol. So basketball is in the blood, but to go through the recruiting process and looking at these kids and looking at the money and looking at the opportunities, Chris and I talked about this weekend. If they can leave, coaches can leave, and we ought not be surprised by it all. It's just, what are we going to do from here to change? Because we all say we hate it. Okay, fine. What are you going to do to change it? That's what we really need to focus on.
Talk about seeing it all at Chapel Hill.
Oh, there's, good Lord.
And I'm sure you hear stories from other teams. It's got to be crazy.
Yeah, it is.
So that's why we're all kind of passionate about this, because we have people that have been involved in this new system, and it's not working so well.
No.
It's leaving lots of terrible things in its wake. But we got to take a break. We'll be back with lots of news, montage. We've got National Guard update. We've got lots going on. So we'll see you on the other side.